Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host Sherry Lane and I thank you for tuning in today. The last show was 2 weeks ago and had some technical difficulties with that, which I attributed to Mercury retrograde, or likely that effect. And hopefully now we'll be a little bit better straightened out now that Mercury has gone indirect. I don't know about all of you, but I have had, the last few weeks have just been so miraculous for me, just in terms of joy, and a lot of it has come from that dedication to staying in that zone of joy and light, I guess sidestepping that attraction to get caught in the chaos or the arguments or those kind of things that bring you down in vibration and out of the light. And I have made a real conscious effort to do that, and have stayed focused on the joy and the light, and it has been incredible for me, for others around me, and so it has really served as a renewal for me and a reminder of what my purpose is, or how to pick up on my purpose and move forward with it in a bigger way. And so I wanted to share a little bit about at least one of those experiences. The topic of the show today is spontaneous healing from light. And when I say spontaneous healing, I mean that touched and you are healed, kind of that immediate healing. And that can be on a spiritual level, it can be on a physical level. I personally believe that the physical healing comes from some spiritual healing, some connection that I believe that it's when we have that very close encounter with God, when we see through God's eyes, when we see that the light in ourselves and the love that God has for us and the way that God sees us is perfect. I believe that's when we heal spiritually, and if we hold to that enough and we don't block it out with our own ego or our own doubts about our own goodness and our own light, that it will manifest itself right through to physical healing. And I say that because I've been able to share that experience with quite a few people, and I've seen it happen. I've felt it in myself. And recently I had the joy with the couple of people of experiencing something like this, their healing that came out in a physical way that sometimes makes it more real for us, but it also was very, very real before the physical part in the spiritual sense. And so I've been in a little bit of a blur. I call it letting it roll around, like that Adele song, Rolling in the Deep. It's this beautiful place that you don't want to leave. And so when it comes in this wave like this, I try not to explain it too much, because then when I get in the words and out of the feeling, it's not as powerful, or I lose it. So I wanted to explain it a little bit, but I knew that going into it I was going to be a blur because that's just where I've been. And so I'm just going to do my best today to talk and explain, and then I'll go to trying to do some readings for callers. If you would like to call in for an on-air intuitive, I call them mini readings because it's just a quick snapshot, the call-in number is 347-633-9823, and I'm going to talk a little bit more, and then I'm going to get to the callers that are already online. But the spontaneous healing, I'll give you the quick nutshell. It came from a connection, someone that I knew years ago when I was younger, and then we reconnected on Facebook, and we had a little dialogue, and she read my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and I'll go ahead and tell you where you can get that, because I would encourage you, if you're on a spiritual journey, to consider buying it, and I think there may be things in there that will trigger some kind of spontaneous spiritual moment for you. It's available on Amazon, on barnesandnoble.com, and right now Amazon has a Kindle edition that is available for 99 cents, so if you have a Kindle device you can get it that way. If you don't have a Kindle device, on the Amazon site they have some free downloads of apps for your smartphone or your PC or whatever, so even if you don't have a Kindle you can get it that way. But she had read it and had emailed me how much it touched her, and that things in there, it was life-changing, spiritually changing for her. And so we've kept up some dialogue and a couple of other things sort of, I guess, escalated the dialogue. I guess that's the best word I can think of. She was actually defending me on Facebook when I was kind of in the middle of a little bit of an attack, and she really jumped on and stood up for me. It was very sweet. And then we had some private messaging, and it just kind of went on from there. And I had felt very drawn to her, like there were things I should say to her. And as it turns out, she felt the same to me. And both of us kind of just took that step of faith and went out there and said some things like that, and trusted each other and just put it all out there. And so it turned into kind of, from my end, a few days ago, a reading for her, you know, and I'm just emailing her back things I was feeling. And after I sent it, I was hearing this voice of go drink water, go drink lots of water. You need it. And she needs it. And, so I just scurried into the kitchen, got a glass of water, and I was downing it. And by the way, she told me I could share this. I'm not going to share any details of her story, but I could share this just in the sake of you know, other people understanding sometimes how it works and how those miracles play out. And so I went back to my computer, and she had emailed me back, and I hope I'm getting the sequence exactly right. But she had emailed me that something happened physically to something that had plagued her for, I think she said, 30 years, a physical problem, and she could feel it let go and release, and like water rushed over her. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, the water. I'm in awe. She's telling me what she's feeling, and I'm there just in awe, and I'm typing as fast as I can, like, you won't believe this. And she could feel it, and we just had this connection, and she gave me messages. It was like she was my messenger, I was her messenger. We're both crying profusely in the best ways, this just joy. I'm crying now thinking of it. And so for the last couple of days, I've just been on yet another, not cloud 9, cloud 90. They just keep getting higher and higher. And some of the things she was saying to me was how I can't let these gifts, I can't take them lightly, and I have to really understand their magnitude. And I've heard that so many times from people when I'm at a real crossroads in my journey, not sure whether to push forward or to just rest or what to do, because sometimes it can, you can feel a little bit beat up on this kind of journey. But it was so, such an affirmation for me to hear it, because I was reading her words on a computer, and yet I could hear it in this loud voice, like I hear it when I know it's a message from somewhere else. And it was exact words that other people had said to me. I mean, exact words. And it just came out echoing and booming to me. And it was so beautiful because she was my angel. And we all have to be that for each other. It's not a situation of, sorry, I know you all understand though, it's not a situation of one person has all the answers. It's when we respect each other and realize that we are the teacher and the student at once and simultaneously, and when we both let down our guard and also let down of all our notions of what God has to be and let down our fears of people thinking we're wacko or crazy, and that's a hard one. You know, it's hard to tell people you think you have a message from God for them, and she and I both did that, and it was beautiful, and it was so right for both of us. So I'm so very grateful, and I'm still on cloud nine, and I just wanted to share that with all of you. When you get in that right place and you're willing to believe, and especially if there's someone else that is believing with you and you can let your hearts touch one another, yes, there is spontaneous healing. And there are loads and loads of spiritual books on this now that show it from a scientific angle. If you want to read more about it, Dr. Bruce Lipton, his work in that area about the biology of belief, and Greg Braden, the spontaneous healing of belief. Those are fascinating subjects, and they even show it from a different angle, like I said, the scientific, but I experience it from the spiritual level, and I know it's real. I don't know how to explain it. I just know it's real, and I like to share it when I have those very, very real moments. And I hope that it makes you have a little courage to go a little further and have that faith and believe in healing yourself on every level. So I'm going to take the first caller. Again, the call-in number is 347-633-9823. The first caller is area code 814. So when you hear unmuted, you'll know you're live. Just give me your name and your question.
Hello. Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. My question is, do you happen to see a job change coming up for me in the future? I had put in for a job about 2 weeks ago, and I was pretty sure that I had the job. And then I got a letter in the mail stating on Wednesday that I didn't get the job, and I was pretty almost 100% sure that I got it, so it was okay. A pretty big letdown from me.
Okay, do you have any other jobs do you have a job now?
Yeah, I do, okay. And I work for state government.
But you're looking for it.
Yeah, so
and
it's
you're looking for
something.
You'd like to make a switch, right?
Yeah, but it's hard for me because there isn't an abundance of opportunities because I work for state government for me to stay in mm-hmm. that system.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what, before I even took your call, actually when I was waiting for the show to start and I was sitting here and, you know, you were the first caller and I could see, you know, and so I wrote down your area code and I already was feeling kind of an image for you. And I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but especially on these little mini readings, to make them very quick, I get symbols, like images, and then I translate it from, because behind the image is also a feeling that I get. And so I translate the image kind of like charades, and that way we're able, usually fairly quickly, to get to some kind of succinct message for either to answer your question or what I feel like is what Spirit wants you to hear right now. So the word I got, it actually wasn't even an image as much. First it was a word, caterpillar. And so I was thinking, oh, okay, that must be something, transformation, change. So that would, to me, indicate you probably are going to go through a change and adjust things. But here's where it gets kind of funny to me. And I was thinking, caterpillar, oh, wait, that can be the tractors too, right? The caterpillar. And I was thinking, tractor. And then for some reason, your area code is like 814 caterpillar, 814 caterpillar, 814. This is what goes on in my mind sometimes, the messages or the visions. And so I typed in on Google 814 caterpillar, and it's a kind of, it's actually a style or a model of a bulldozer. So before you called, I was feeling like there is some big change coming for you. It may require a lot of earth, you know, moving dirt, moving, but it feels very positive to me. So I would say yes, that there is something, but you just keep kind of moving dirt. You keep bulldozing. I guess what I would say for, on a practical level, is keep watching the available jobs and keep, you know, continue to do your job well and be grateful for it, and at the same time, stay diligent, stay with it,
okay.
Because there's some change and transformation I feel for you. The idea of the bulldozer tells me it's actually very big. It could be something really big for you, so stay with it. Don't, you know, bulldozing isn't fun either always. It's work. So, but do that if you want that change, and I do think there's going to be something there. So I would let go of the job that you missed out on, because there must be something else there for you. But both of those images are very, very positive to me. The caterpillar in terms of about to transform into a butterfly, but it may take some time to go into a cocoon and be prepared. So you just keep doing your prep work and diligence. And then the other side of it, the bulldozer side, is just keep at it. Keep plowing through, and it's going to be there. It feels extremely positive to me for you on that.
Okay.
So if you can stick with it, you know, and in the meantime, just don't get discouraged. You know, you have a job, and, you know, just keep doing that, you know, well, but keep your eyes out and be willing to spend the time to find that new opportunity. It's there. You're just going to have to dig a little bit for it, for the right one.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Does that make you feel better? Does that make you, give you some direction? Okay. Don't be down. Don't be down about that. I know you are, but just keep at it. Keep working at it. Something good is there. Something better.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? You sound like
you
have something else. I don't usually see time frames. Once in a while I'll get a time frame. I don't usually see it. I get, if I'm kind of right now trying to feel it. If I was guessing, I would say within 6 months, but I don't usually get it like a calendar or time frame. I think you're going to actually uncover, is the thing I'm feeling, like, you know, uncovering dirt. You're going to uncover something that maybe you hadn't even thought about. So think about all different avenues for thinking about a new job, or a lot of different venues for looking for it, because I think you're going to uncover something that maybe is not in the traditional avenues, you know, networking, whatever, asking around, just keeping your ears open. Something may pop up for you, some opportunity that, so just, you know, do the groundwork. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, great.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was a good call. It's a great one for allowing me to explain how I see messages unmiked. Because I think everyone has the ability to hear spirit, but we've either been taught that we can't, that was only for the saints or the priests or either hear spirit or to determine what it means or to interpret things about spirit or about God. And I think that really everybody, the ancients, knew how to do that and knew how to read signs and numbers and get guidance that way, and we have lost that. But one thing you can do if you ask for signs, you can ask for very specific signs, like a yes, no. Yes, if it's yes, let me see this. If it's no, let me see this. That's a good way to get started. And then what you can do is get yourself into an awareness to notice things maybe a little more vividly. Ask for your eyes to see with your spiritual eyes, not just your physical eyes. And ask for physical things to be pronounced to you if it's a sign that is important to you. Animals carry a lot of symbolism. If you begin to see a certain animal, let's say a fox, and you see a fox in your yard or on your way to work, and then you see a fox on Facebook or on television, and you begin to notice foxes all of a sudden, then you can look up symbolism, like from Native American or Celtic or whatever kind of traditions, and you'll begin to be able to feel your way through. So I would encourage you all to start looking at ways where spirit's already talking to you, whether it's through another person like me or for yourself. And sometimes spirit may even be telling you, giving you a nudge to do something for another person, just an act of kindness, or maybe to say something to them, some kind word that they need to hear. And you never know when the words that come through your mouth and through your voice, you never know when they are going to have some deep, deep meaning, like that you can't even understand, because they're going to trigger something. I know when I was going through what I call my big, deep awakening experience, I would feel things like what felt like a laser coming and just zapping my brain. I could like see it with my spiritual eyes, and I could feel something. And I knew, and I have no idea how I knew, because I hadn't read of anything like that at the time, I knew it was DNA triggering and awakening those the things I already knew but had just been dormant for a very long time. And sure enough, when you read about DNA, there are the majority of the DNA that we have, they call it junk DNA because they can't really connect it to anything specific, anything physical. And I think the junk DNA is our spiritual DNA, and we should pay attention to it and its health and well-being as much or more than we do the physical, because the spiritual DNA is where all of our knowledge is. It's where we're connected, where we're one, where we understand God and God's love for us and our place in this earth and our purpose for being here in this incarnation. So I really encourage you to open up that way and ask God for spiritual signs and a deeper spiritual connection. Before this show came on, just a few minutes before, I picked up my book that I mentioned earlier, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And I have been also, the other thing I've been doing in the last week or so is I've been starting to reread it myself. And I've hesitated on this a lot for a couple of reasons. One, because I start to be my my own critic. But deep down, even more than that, is that I was almost afraid to read it because of the vibration that it held and the words, and it triggering something else in me, reminding me of things. And I think I was kind of running from that. And so I have been reading bits of it, and I think it has to do a lot with my light and my vibration staying so high. And so right before the show, I just picked it up and opened it up to a chapter and scanned it a little bit. And the chapter was, "What Can I Do to Start a Spiritual Journey?" And in there is where I talk about some of the ways, like, that you can start asking questions very specific and talking directly to God and Spirit. And when you make that connection, I really believe something changes inside, because I can feel it in myself when I'm reading the words I wrote, except that I know they weren't just my words. I formed the words, but they came from very deep, deep feelings from Spirit. So the more we do that, the more we feel comfortable with it, and the more we're connected, so that we have these spontaneous healings, so that we have joy all the time. And it becomes a cycle of, instead of a downward cycle of the negativity permeates our thoughts and we just spiral downward. Instead, it's a cycle that we just get more and more joyous and more blissful, and we have more peace, and all those good things, all those things that are God, love, joy, peace, bliss, abundance, are right there at our fingertips. We can feel them. We know they're there, but we get so many things that bump us back to lower vibration. And, you know, even people sometimes, you can feel different vibrations, that people that you feel very good being around and people that you feel heavy being around. It's okay to limit that. It's actually good to limit that, because when you're at a very different vibration from someone else, and this isn't even a judgment of, oh, higher is better and lower is, you know, it's not. When you're at a very different place, it's hard for both people, and a lot of animosity can come from it, confused feelings, people not understanding what's going on, just feeling some chaotic vibe because of the two being very different. So it's wise to choose the vibration that you surround yourself in your activities, in people, in the things you read, things that feel uplifting to you and give you joy and make you laugh. And when you do that, you lift everything around you up, and or anything that is ready to be lifted up will get lifted up. There will be resistance from some. There will be anger for some, I find, which always just really throws me for a loop. Someone's talking about happiness and joy. How can that possibly anger people? But it does, and that's when you have to say, I need to just distance myself from this person for that person's good, or at least for their comfort, and for my own comfort right now. I don't need to get in defensive mode. I just need to step aside. And those that are similar vibration will be drawn to me, or those that are ready to rise in vibration. And in turn, I'll be drawn to those people or situations that are higher in vibration than me and that I can rise to. So it will all work perfectly well, except when we resist it and we get caught in things like, well, it's my duty to stay in that, or it's my duty to be loyal there. You do have to discern sometimes when something isn't serving anyone, and just creating chaos or turmoil, or, like I said, sometimes anger, just from vibration, even when things aren't said, or when very benign things are said but seem to be very upsetting. So there can be a really strong lack of communication when vibrations are very different. And again, It's not a judgment. We all get there to that nirvana, that heaven. We all get there. We have to go at our own pace, and we all have our own path and process. And so it's okay. It's not other people being lower in a bad way. It's just if it's not in sync with you right now, it's okay to walk away from it. So I had another call that I think got dropped. I don't know if they got dropped from technical problems or if they just couldn't hold longer. But the call-in number is 347-633-9823. I'm going to take a quick break, and if you can listen to the music, I like this music. It's soft to let it open up your heart, and then we'll come back after this quick break. It'll be about a two-minute break. Welcome back to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane. I had to take a little water break there. I find that when I'm in these really high places vibrationally, I'm parched. Changes my eating. I'm thirsty a lot. So if you feel things like that when you're also in these in a high vibrational, very spiritually joyous space, just sort of follow your own instincts. Drink a lot of water. I find that pretty much to be true for anyone when you're in that sort of high spiritual place. Let your body tell you what it needs nutritionally. I didn't eat dinner last night. I just wasn't hungry, and I'm fine today. So allow yourself to just follow your own instincts when you're in one of those places. It can be a little confusing sometimes. Why am I so thirsty? No, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just part of the spiritual process. So, next caller is area code 720. You'll hear unmuted, and then if you'll give me your name and your question.
Hi, my name is Ibatar. How are you today?
I am fine. Can you say your name again for me?
Ibatar.
Okay. Ibatar, did I say that right? Okay.
I-B-A-T-A-R.
Okay, that's a very nice name.
Thank you.
Can I do for you today? Do you have a question?
Not really. Whatever that may be coming through.
Okay. When you said that, I saw a terracotta pot, like a gardening pot, and I could see it was like a progression of a seed, and then it sprouting, and it growing, and then it blossoming, like time-lapse photography kind of thing. I don't know if you garden, I just see it as a very positive, like, a blossoming of your spirit. If you don't garden, you might want to think about it. Usually when I see things like that, it kind of is also an indication of returning to the earth and the earth's knowledge and the dirt and the grounding. And do you ever feel ungrounded, like you're I can't think of the right word. Do you ever feel
that I'm between dimensions?
Yes.
All the time, but
yeah,
I know,
like you're sort of floating all the time and drifting.
No, not drifting. Not drifting. I do go in between dimensions, though.
Okay, like, it's a little bit connected from this dimension and not grounded to this dimension. Would that be a good way to describe it, or not?
Well, when I decide to do that, it's a conscious choice, or either is during dream time. But I always know how to come back and ground myself.
Okay, so you don't have any trouble grounding. Okay, I would say though, as just like a suggestion, I'm feeling grounding for you. So I don't take that as like you have trouble doing it. For some reason, I'm feeling like also go to the earth. So you're going to these other dimensions, which is fabulous, and I'm sure you're getting knowledge and so many things there. I think you can balance that by going to the earth too and feeling
right.
The earth, feeling the dirt, feeling where that you have that whole spiritual experience is completely rounded then. So that would be like so many times when I see messages for people, especially when it's just a general message, it's like, what's the one thing this person could do now that would most help them right now, today, on their spiritual path? So it sounds like to me you already have that, you understand the dimensions and moving between the dimensions and coming back. And now, what would be the next thing you could really gain from doing the opposite and grounding a little more in that earth knowledge, almost like Native American? I'm feeling that, like, pay attention to Native American wisdom. And have you ever done anything like medicine woman herbal, studying herbs and their medicinal purposes or the healing? Would be something. I'm kind of getting chills now saying that. Like, go back into that some. I think you're going to get, it's like you're going to go elevate it to a new level. And see what you're doing, you're balancing. It's so great when someone can go to other dimensions and feel that and get that benefit and then bring it back to earth, because that helps all of the people that are kind of, I call, earthbound and unable. So you're bringing that spirit energy back in, but now maybe there's something else that you can balance your own experience even more, or expand on that knowledge that you know from out there, but you can bring it back to earth. So I'm feeling like Native American medicine woman, some of that, if you explore that one, you're going to get some enjoyment out of it, but you're also going to have a lot of knowledge and gain a lot of knowledge from it intuitively.
Well, I those kinds of things I did in the previous life that I'm also doing in this life. I love horticulture. It really does ground me, and I love, working with the earth like that, in terms of, floral kinds of things. And I just graduated last summer with my holistic health practitioner certification.
Oh, okay.
I'll be graduating with my associates in about a year. So I've been studying, herbology and all that stuff.
Oh,
for
you're
years,
already,
Yeah, but this is the first time I'm actually...
I think that's where you're really going to blossom. See, that's my vision. Now it makes complete sense. You're already doing that, and the seed is planted, and you're growing and blossoming, and you have that earth connection, but you always also, you have that... you know, you can go out there and in the ethers and bring back the knowledge and then apply it in that earth way. So that's a beautiful message for you. It tells me you're planting the seed, it's growing and you're blossoming. And, you know, I could, like I said, I could see it like time-lapse photography, it all happening at once. It's all coming together very nicely for you. But that whole herbal and holistic medicine is just, you already have that knowledge. You're just letting it come out. You're bringing it forth. So that's beautiful. That's wonderful. You keep at it. That's all I have to say. Keep at it. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay. And you just keep nurturing that flower and blossoming, and you're going to see great things from it.
Okay. How long has your show been on the air?
This particular show, just a couple months. I had a show on Contact Talk Network, Contact Talk Radio, a couple of years ago. But then I took a break, and I had all these things, life things going on to, you know, earth things to deal with, and started it up about maybe a month and a half ago. So,
okay.
Thank you for tuning in.
So good luck to you too with your show.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, I love these connections because we hold each other's hands even from a distance, and we all, it gives us all more energy and the excitement to carry on. And I get excited just seeing that flower for you, and it makes me feel good. And like, oh, there's so many other people out there that really are joining in this and bringing this light and raising the vibration of the earth, and it makes me feel so good. So thank you for calling. It was very good to connect with you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great afternoon. I have not said it on this show yet, but one of the ways that I connect with people on a daily basis is through Facebook. I have a fan page called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. So if you just go to Facebook and you type in Seeing Miracles Every Day, it will come up. If you haven't joined that page yet, please do so if you're Facebook active, because I share things, other people comment, and it's all positive thought. A lot of it is using A Course in Miracles as a teaching tool, but also other positive thought and sometimes some biblical things, and we try to overlap it. So I share there, and it's just been growing so much in this last month or two. It went over 30,000 a day or so ago, and a couple days ago, and it's 31,448 people. And I just always think of that as, you know, we're really like just holding hands together, helping each other along energetically. And I wholeheartedly believe in energetic connections like that, and that we're stronger from the connection. I believe it's like the biblical saying, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, and in the name of love is what that is to me. So when you have that kind of numbers joined together in some way in a positive form, I just think it's beautiful, and I know it's helped me, and from emails and things I've gotten, it helps a lot of people. So please do join that. Again, it's Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook. And I'm going to take the next call. It's area code 914. So when you hear unmuted, you'll know you're live. Let me know your name and your question if you have one. Well, there we go.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. My name's Charity.
Charity.
I'm sorry if I have a two-year-old in the background. So
that's okay.
Making funny sounds just so you know it's not me. Or I just wanted to...
That's quite all right.
He just started this as soon as you said, they said I'm muted. I'm like, oh, boy. Then all peaceful sitting with me for the last hour or so, and then all of a sudden...
Well, maybe he can just feel it. That's okay.
He wants to make himself known.
He can make all the noise he wants.
Oh, geez. I just wanted to kind of say I'm happy I stumbled upon your show.
Great.
I've been getting into a lot of researching, with learning more about different angels and stuff since I was very little, before I even knew what religion was. My family always tells me that I would sit in front of this angel that we had and just talk to it for hours.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So, And I finally started looking into all the different angels. It only took 30 years, but I'm getting there. And today I was just wondering if maybe you could shed some insight on a, I've been having a lot of issues within my home. We purchased it 2 years ago, and, you know, I found out there's been some bad things that have happened on the land. And I have, you know, I put bought some angels, and I do, you know, I've tried even holy water. I pray. I did the sage because some people say that's really good, Native American sage. And recently, within the last week, a couple neighbors had stepped forward, and they've had a lot of issues as well. So I was wondering if there's anything else I should do on a spiritual level.
Okay, so when you say bad things have happened on your land, do you know what has happened there? Or you just have feelings?
No, one person had committed, well, no, I had feelings from the beginning, but it was just such a financial blessing. I didn't listen to my gut instinct because the home was so affordable. You should have known why.
Oh, you think
economy,
that was why?
You know?
So it's, you feel like it's haunted?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, there's been a lot of things that you can explain, but when all the neighbors started coming out of the woodwork, so to speak, now I know that this is kind of not just me. And I was wondering
so
if there's anything else I should
do. So they are feeling it in your homes, or they just feel it from yours?
Oh, no, they've seen stuff in their home. Because our land is interconnected. It's owned by one person, and then we rent it almost like a trailer park is, but we're modular homes. So you lease the land, but you own your home.
What area are you in? What I'm not.
What area
of the country? New York. Okay. Do you know any history of how the land was previously used? Because what I'm feeling is, well, a couple things. I'm feeling like. I got the name Maria. I don't know if there's any significance, if a past owner or anything. And I'm feeling like there was some kind of tragedy there. But then on a whole other layer, I'm feeling like there was a murder or some kind of tragic death there. But on another layer, that there was maybe some bigger, more encompassing kind of like maybe a battle or something that happened a long time ago on the land or in that area. So do you know anything?
Down the road with some sort of a battle during the Civil War. We went down and looked and read the signs and, you know, the plaques and stuff.
Oh, there was. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? You've confirmed that. Okay, that's what I'm feeling, that there is some lingering pain. It's, I mean, think of a battlefield and how horrid it must be. And it's, I don't even know if it's like hauntings of, you know, ghosts staying behind, spirits staying behind. It's a pain. It's a sorrow.
Yeah, because it's not the same thing or anything. It's almost just
I don't get the feeling like it's I feel like when I was feeling the name Maria, that there was maybe something tragic or a death or something not related to the battle, because I was feeling there's a whole other level that it's a more encompassing, like, sort of pain or tragedy. And then I was feeling battle, and you said you have confirmed, you said Civil War. And the Civil War, especially, I mean, any war has such horrid tragedy, but, you know, the Civil War, you know, the old stories of brother against brother and cousins, and, you know, there was such a deeper level of how horrible and the pain of people in the war and their families. And so what I would suggest to you is and this isn't really going to be pleasant, it's sit in that pain and try to let it come through you. Cry with it. Cry. And you may go through a little time feeling really depressed because you're letting that physically come through your body. Ask it to come through you. Let yourself, the same way, like if you were grieving a loved one, be okay with the grief and see if you can be the conduit to let that pain out. I feel like you can heal it, so to speak. I don't think your house is going to be one of these, like, oh, that nobody will go there because there are ghosts that shatter things and throw hatchets at you or anything like that. Not one of those kind of stories. I feel like it's just lingering pain. And, and this makes a lot of sense too. When you were first talking, just kind of without even thinking, I started sort of doodling, and I doodled a cube and then like a little vortex around it. And then I realized, oh, wait, that's Metatron, Archangel Metatron. And so I think an angel, and maybe even like you said, you already knew as a kid that angels were around. You were very connected. And, you never lost that. A lot of little kids know it, but it kind of gets, like, you didn't see anything. You didn't. Who are you talking to? It gets thwarted in little kids, but you've kept it. And I think Metatron, Archangel Metatron, is that you're very connected to him. So I want you to read about Metatron's cube and what Metatron does. And he also has a very strong connection to children. So that will probably help in raising your child, too. But I have a feeling maybe, I'm not really sure, that Metatron may even be able to help you transmute this this pain and sorrow and let the grief rise up and be gone from it. And so if you'll read about him, then I think you're going to find some answers there. Metatron was an angel that came down and incarnated as human, so he understands human pain. And, so study about him, read about him, and I think he may just be like your archangel, that, you know, the things that he's very good at, you're going to realize that you are, or that you already have been, or that you develop these interests, but he has fascinating power. Metatron's cube that I kind of scribbled, really read about that too. It's very geometric, and it is thought to contain, you know, basically everything boils down to numbers and geometry in our world. And it is thought to contain, like, all the knowledge, geometry, and mathematical for everything in the world.
And you say it's his cube, right?
Metatron's cube. Uh-huh. You'll be able to find information. And so much power there, because behind it, behind all these shapes and this vortex, is, like, equations and power. And so pay attention to that and see what it brings you. I have a feeling you're going to be very intuitive about it, and things are going to jump out to you. And that also Metatron is going to help you with this situation, this funny feeling with your home, transmuting those feelings.
Oh, great.
So, okay?
I'll start looking it up as soon as you take this nap.
You'll be on a little,
thank you so much.
You'll be on a little journey. I think you're going to get, like, sucked right into it. And in a good way, you're going to – it's sucked in that way that you're going to be reading it, and it's going to just feel right, like, yes, I know this. I know this. So that would be the path, I would say, and I think it will help you a lot with it. Okay?
Well, great. Thank you. Yeah, I knew there was a reason I stumbled on, decided to go on Blog Talk today, because I normally don't.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
I was like, you know, let me look around and see if I feel like somebody might have some direction to lead me in that's more than just hocus-pocus paranormal
that
people.
That is great. I hope that helps you, and I hope you'll go on Facebook if you participate in Facebook and go to my Seeing Miracles Everyday page and join that. So.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
You have a great afternoon. And you bye-bye. Give your little one a big hug. And
I will.
Metatron will be around for him, too.
Oh, great. Right. Thank you.
Have a great afternoon. Okay. Well, that was just lovely. I haven't thought about Metatron in a little while, but, boy, he has some power. So anyone can read about him and gain a whole lot. He's very important right now in this transition and children, especially indigos and crystals and all of those, I don't really like labels, but those children that have come here with special kind of abilities and memories and power and are grounding a lot of that energy for us. It's good to think about Metatron. Good for me, too. Okay, the next call is area code 910. When you hear unmuted, you'll be live, and you can give me your name and your question.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Hi, my name is Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hi. And actually, I'm just I'm calling about finances and career.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me just take a little breath here. That last call in Metatron, I'm still kind of lingering on that. Okay, let me just kind of clear my head. I'm getting things, a couple little things that I don't know that they relate to finances. One is a scooter, like those old little, I don't know if you had one when you were a kid, you know, those little old scooters that you'd put the one foot on and then, you know, have the handles and ride around. I don't know why I'm getting that. Did you have one by any chance when you were a kid?
As a child, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, when I see things that have some connection like that, like something that a kid had when they were, sometimes it's taking back to that stage of when they were a child or just that innocence of the child there. And that's what I feel like it is for you, some memory. Do you have any significant memory around the scooter or around when you got it or anything that happened on it or good or bad, or do you have any specific?
Not really.
Okay. All right. What age were you?
Five or six, yeah.
Did anything else happen in your life around five or six that maybe was change things? That maybe as a 5 or 6 year old, either would have seemed like a big deal, or like, did your family move? Did your parents split up? Did somebody die?
I don't remember anybody dying at that point. My mom and I moved around a lot. Yes.
Okay, so maybe you moved at that because I'm getting that there was something in that age that was, I won't say traumatic, like in a, but as for a child, maybe like insecure, made you feel insecure, or okay, about finances. Was your mom a single mom?
Yes.
Okay, so I would guess that she was a single mom. Finances were probably kind of a big struggle, or at least somewhat of a struggle. Was that the case?
Very accurate, yes.
Okay, all right. So your relationship with finances and how you see finances goes directly back to that. When you were 5 or 6 years old and your mom is struggling and you're moving around a lot and it felt insecure to you because it was kind of insecure. She had fears and burdens, and you could feel it as a child because children can. And your mother, she was doing the best she could. It's not like, oh, how could she let you have those feelings? It just was what it was. But what it did,
big kinetic connection, definitely.
Yeah, it has been the foundation for how you view finances and abundance. And I think you're viewing it as, oh my gosh, there's not going to be enough. And so when you feel that, that's what you're bringing back. So what I want you to do is, well, there are a couple things. I want you to try to talk to that little child, if that makes any sense to you. Tell your 5-year-old self that all is good. We have everything we need. And go back and try to reverse and try to do it as talking to yourself as a child, not as a grown-up, as a child. Just simple, just like you would if you had a 5-year-old son and you're trying to make sure he feels good about, oh, we're fine, we have everything. And self-talk yourself to feeling secure that way. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to either write or find some money and abundance affirmations. you know, about I have great abundance. I have everything I need. All my needs are met. And you can look them up online. You can, I know Doreen Virtue has some that, you know, angel guidance like that. Of course, Abraham Hicks has that, has things like that. Or you can just write your own. I want you to zero in on positive affirmations about finances and money. And just let that be your mantra. And no, you are not being materialistic to do that, because I think that's an obstacle for a lot of us when we think, well, gosh, but I shouldn't be focusing a spiritual thing about money. Well, yes, you should, if it's giving you doubts or concerns, or you feel like there's an obstacle, or you can't attract the right thing, or you keep getting smacked upside the head. If you're feeling that way, then yes, it is part of your spiritual growth, and there's nothing wrong with it. That gives you the foundation to feel secure to grow more in other spiritual ways. You know, because I always say, you know, we still live here in this world. You know, we're in this world but not of it, but at the same time we are in it, so we have to operate within some of the parameters. So I want you to focus on that. Focus on abundance and affirmations, and you self-talk yourself and affirm to yourself that all is good, and you keep doing that until you begin to feel a shift and you begin to really believe it. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And talk to yourself like that child. You know, if you've ever meditated and felt like you could go to a past life, or you know, even do that, but feel like you're telling that child, you're giving that child the security that you didn't get to feel when you were a child. It will change a lot of things for you.
Awesome.
And bless your mother. Makes me cry. She worked really hard.
She did. Absolutely.
And be grateful to her, but let go of her feel. You're carrying her feelings of fear of lack. Like, I can feel your mother's.
Yeah.
Take her, bless her, let her know. But also, it's really, might sound kind of strange to say this, but you're transmuting it for her, too.
Yeah.
You're doing it for both of you.
I absorbed all that as a kid.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. And if you let it go, you're letting it go for you and for her. It's like you're breaking that DNA pattern, that ancestral pattern of feeling that lack or just can't quite get there. So you're doing it for you, for the past, you for your mother, for your ancestor, for the future.
The whole year has been this way, though. I mean, it's been very strange, and I mean, I've had no income for like 3 months now, and I mean, there's nothing to go off of anymore. So I understand why you're picking that up, because that fear is definitely around me. You know, it's like,
yeah, and it's
what
understandable.
What in the world am I going to do now?
Yeah. Well, I don't mean for it to sound trite, but change that thought relationship to money, out of need, and let that be your first step, the spiritual step you take in letting that abundance flow and finding those ways. Where is the money going to come from? First step, overcome that very deep from 5-year-old age, or you know, even younger, that childhood feeling of where's it going to come from, because it's like a bigger hurdle for you, because when you know that feeling jolts you back to that feeling as a child, and a child doesn't know what to do and feels helpless. But that, from a spiritual standpoint, take that step. I really believe, Jay, that you will start to see some things turn around. But be very diligent in it, because you got a lot of years to turn around, and you have, you know, that's such an impressionable age, and you were feeling that for your mother. So just zero in on that like a laser, and you're gonna feel some changes.
Hope so.
Yes.
That's,
believe it.
That's what
I believe
I'm aiming
it for you. I'm gonna believe it enough for both of us. I believe you will begin to feel changes. I really do.
Awesome.
And something is going to happen good, and but the better thing is you're healing your spirit. And then that opens doors in every area, finances and everything else. You're healing your spirit and your fears. And they're very founded, you know. So don't feel bad about having them, because they got there through your experience, and now you're overcoming that in a deeper, deeper way. So it's going to be good. I'm going to believe for both of us, and you're going to do it, and you're going to – I know you're going to – get some changes if you just stick with it. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Whew. I'm so emotional today. I get those feelings, and I can feel people. I could feel his mother, and God bless her. It's just really beautiful. You know, I said to my friend that I was talking about earlier and the connection we had, and we were being each other's messengers, and we were both crying. And when I get in these places and this emotion comes from the beauty and the gift of getting to see someone else in God's, through God's eyes, through that lens, or see myself that way, but to see that in another person, and then it reflects back on you where you can more easily see yourself that way. That's the whole thing about forgiveness, and when you can see someone else as perfect instead of with what they've done wrong or what they think wrong or what you, and it doesn't matter how many differences you have. When I get that moment of seeing another person or a spirit or in God's eyes, through the eyes of love, pure and nothing else clouding it, it is an overwhelming emotional experience. And for me, it's a gift. It is the most beautiful place, and that's why I get teary sometimes, because can't contain that emotion. It's, you know, there's that song, I think it, the group was Mercy Me, about, you know, oh, I can't think of the name of it. It's about seeing Jesus and will I fall down? The gist of it is, will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? I think that's part of the lines. I can only imagine. That's the song. And for me, in those moments, it's both. It is, I am standing and rejoicing and falling on my knees, but not knees, falling on my knees in like some subservient way. Just the overwhelming joy is like too much for the body to take, even the spiritual body, and especially when we've been disconnected from it for so long. And that's the feeling that, some of these calls, you all have brought that to me today, and I hope you felt uplifted from it. I feel blessed to get to feel that feeling. Okay, I think that's the last of the calls, and I am going to wrap this up. I'll backtrack and give you a couple things. If you'd like to check out my book, you can even read an excerpt from it on Amazon.com. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And there's a 99-cent Kindle, or you can download to another device, to your computer, for 99 cents if you want to check it out. But also you can read, I think it's two or three chapters of it for free on, just click on the book, look inside this book, and you'll get to read a little bit. So please do that if you felt a connection on the show today. And I'd love it if you feel the need to buy it in the in the book itself or the Kindle and read it. Any feedback would be great. And the other thing that I'd ask you to do, or I would invite you to do, is go to Facebook and join my page, Seeing Miracles Every Day. And I post there every day different thoughts and other people comment, and we just have a really uplifting situation there. So that's also where I announce upcoming shows. So if you join that, then you'll be able to see that very easily too. And I thank you so much for being here today. I really have been in such a blur that I didn't know if I would be able to connect or if I would make any sense, but I hope I've made some sense to some of you, and you have certainly blessed me. I thank you for that, and hope to hear you or talk to you, and hope you tune in next time. Thanks for being here.